Well, it's very nice to see you here again, Mr. O'Keefe. And I remember very well your visit to us last year. I would have liked my first cousin, Richard Hutchins, who is head of the family, to have been involved in this interview, but he didn't feel able to cope with being interviewed, and so I'm glad to say that Richard's daughter, Madeline, is able to be present here with us, and I will just stand in for Richard. You will find I call him Dick, because that his official name is Richard. His father and my mother were brother and sister. They were they were two of the 13 children of Samuel Hutchins and his wife Marion.
And it's lovely being here with you too, Cosmo, this morning. And just to set the scene and the place that we're in Tregarth, meaning the bay, or
the rough strand.
Strand, and we're right
strand where you went this morning. Yes,
okay, which is literally just right beside us. But this house has only been built in your father's lifetime. He came here and he built this house.
Yes,
but the Ard na Gaisle, which is between here and Glengariff, how far away exactly is it from where we are?
Well, it's only about a mile, just along the coast here. You know, the climate and everything else is very similar at Ard na Gaisle and here. But as you say, this house was only completed in 1932, and we're talking really now about Ard na Gaisle and not about this.
And not too far away on the other side, you have Ballylickey, which
was
also
another Hutchins place. As the crow flies, probably not much more than a mile in a straight line, but about 2 miles by road following the coastline.
So the Hutchins would have owned all the land along the coastline here.
Well, no, the Ard na Gaisle estate was about roughly 300 acres, which was bought in the year exactly 1800, previously it had been in the ownership of members of the O'Sullivan family, and then later, I think, of the Whites. Basically, 1800 is the kick-off date. And perhaps to explain why Ard na Gaisle is there, I could just give you a very rough idea of what the Hutchins family were. There were two sets of cousins who moved over from Devonshire to Ireland in the early 17th century. One lot settled around Mitchelstown and near Charleville, they had land which was actually across the county boundary in County Limerick as well, but close to County Cork. And the other branch came down here to Bantry, and they were living in the Bantry area and down as far as Bearhaven. And the Mitchelstown, Charleville ones were mainly based. Their income came from farming. Down here, of course, which is poor agricultural country on the whole, except for the three hills of Ard na Gaisle, which happened to be rather good land, Ardnagashla and Ardnamanna, the two neighbouring townlands. The fishing was their main preoccupation. At that time, of course, as you know, pilchards were in great great numbers all around these coasts, and there were things called fish palaces where the fish was brought in and cured and so on. But they lived sort of country lives, and then it so happened that the Charleville branch was reduced to one daughter and heiress of the Hutchins of up there, and her name was Eleanor, and she married her cousin, Thomas Hutchins, who lived at Ballylickey. They were tenants of Lord Kenmare. The Kenmare estate included part of the head of Bantry Bay. Much of the rest of it was in the hands of the White family. That union of the two branches was beneficial, of course, to the ones living down here in Bantry, because it brought those rich farmlands of North Cork and Limerick into the family. And those two, Thomas and Eleanor, are reputed to have had 21 children. It's hard to believe, but it appears to have been so. But only six survived to adulthood, two girls and four boys. And they were quite interesting characters, which I can tell you about.
Okay. But just what brought them down here in the first place was the fishing.
Yes, fishing and to a certain extent farming. But mainly there was one... one family of Hutchins lived down at Camatronan, which is just opposite the quays in Castletown Bear, and that was a good base from which to operate. Mm-hmm. And others up here. The old fish palace, which they operated, is still there in ruins at the mouth of the Irwan River, just here near Ballylickey.